Say if you wanted to buy some lettuce, you'd go to the store and ask for maybe three.
Some what?
If you wanted to buy some lettuce.
Lettuce. You just want a head of lettuce.
Or you might buy three.
Well, if you needed three.
You'd ask for three.
You just, as a general rule, you just pick up what you want. You don't ask for it.
So you may pick up three, what, of lettuce?
Heads of lettuce.
Would you ever use the word heads talking about children?
Talking about what?
Children. Like if someone had six children, to say you had six heads.
Six head of children? No, I never have. We got a nurse here, night nurse. She's got 12.
12?
12 children. Well, we got two. We got one aide that's got 12, and she's got 12. And I asked one. I says, Elvira, have you ever thought about if you and Eloise had a picnic and just you and her family and your family went on that picnic, how many there'd be? She says, no, I had never thought of that. I says, well, just count them up and see. It'd be about 28.
That would be.
And just two families.
Yeah.
That's a big family. 12 children. Yeah. Each one of them got 12 children.
Do you ever hear people say, he's got a passel of children?
Got what?
A passel of children.
Yeah, I've heard it. I've heard people say that. Just got a passel of children.
Would you ever say that yourself?
Uh-uh.
What if someone had about 500 acres of land? You'd say he really had of land?
See, I'm old, but I can't think.
Did you ever say a right smart?
Yeah.
A right smart?
Well, you could say that, but...
How would you say that?
I don't know. Just like you said it, I reckon a right smart. He had lots of land. He had lots of land, I think.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'd say. He sure has got lots of land.
Okay. And you take the tops of turnips and cook them and make a mess of
salad greens.
Okay.
And the roots is just the roots. And I like that.
You like just the roots?
I like it all mixed together. I like just the roots, so.
What different kinds of beans did y'all grow?
Beans. Butter beans and string beans. And I reckon that's all I know.
Is there any other name for butter beans?
Not that I know of.
Did you ever hear lima beans?
Oh, lima beans. Well, that's a butter bean right on.
That's just a different name?
I had dry lima beans for dinner today, and I'm crazy about them.
To get the beans out of the pots, what do you have to do?
Shell it.
And the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob, you'd call that?
I just call it corn. You just boil it.
Uh-huh.
And you can bake it. It's good baked in the shucks. Have you ever eaten any? Well, it's good. It's good.
Did you ever hear of roasting ears?
Uh-huh. Well, that's what it is, just corn.
You call that? Heard that term?
Ears of corn. So I mean, if you go, I'd have to buy, if I fixed for my family, I'd had to bought about 10 ears of corn,
uh-huh,
to make a mess. And then had to make cream style corn out of it. I couldn't cut it and made the whole kernel.
Uh-huh.
It wouldn't have made much.
Have you ever heard it called roasting ears though?
Yeah, roasting ears. I'm roasting ears. That's what we always called it.
And the stringy stuff on it?
That's the silks.
And the thing that grows at the top of the corn stalk?
Tulsa.
Huh?
Tulsa.
And something you make pie out of at Thanksgiving?
Pumpkins.
And a little yellow crooked-necked vegetable?
Squash.
What do you call the white flat kind?
The what?
The white flat kind of squash?
Well, it's just a white squash and the yellow squash is all I know.